brilliant.
He is brilliant.
You ever heard him?
He says the cleverest things.
Oh, man, he is so cool.
Okay, we have our next Mike.
That guy's a pistol.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's with you, Mike?
Raw. Oh, wrong station.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, got any, you playing any music tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, you ever hear of a band called Cactus?
Cactus World News?
No, Cactus.
They're an old 70s band with psychedelic album covers and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't have any Cactus here. We're playing local music tonight. Tonight we have Terry Burke, the publisher of Screed Magazine, and Screed Magazine covers all the local music and all the bands that are playing in the Queen City and the Northern Kentucky tri-state area, and tonight we're talking about some of the local bands. Are you in a band, Mike?
No.
Have you ever been in a band?
How about some Goshorns or Sacred Mushroom?
Hey, do you remember Sacred Mushroom?
Heck yeah.
Sacred Mushroom was a local band
Black
here
Dome.
In Cincinnati back in the 60s when everyone was, you know, on drugs and stuff. People were hippies back
then. Well, I remember
you've
that.
You got something
kinda...
left over from that Blacklight Braille.
Yeah, Blacklight, say that three times, real friend.
Blacklight Braille.
Yeah, do you remember them, Mike?
Right. Down to Black Dome and stuff.
Yeah. I'll give you a little taste of what Blacklight Braille sounds like. They sound like this. I'm gonna play a little bit of it here. Try doing hard drugs and listening to this.
I have.
I bet you have. You sound like you have. In fact, Mike, I gotta admit, you sound like you're on hard drugs right now.
No, just a little beer, man.
Yeah, okay. How much beer?
About 340.
Yeah, okay. Malt liquor?
OD.
Just listen to that guy.
It's Sailor Jack! It's Carnival Bill!
It's just some salty old fart.
Still at home, man.
Yeah, that's some far out music. So that's Blacklight Braille.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Mike.
Well, hey.
What?
Do some Sacred Mushroom, man. If you
See if we can dig some up.
Sacred Mushroom goes way back. They were a local band back before there were such things as local bands back in the 60s, and they were pretty psychedelic, and they put out one record, and it's really hard to find now because they probably only made 15 or 20 copies of it. And it's called The Sacred Mushroom. It has been reissued on CD. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
But it's still really hard to find.
What about the Lemon Pipers? What are they doing nowadays?
They go up to do that, what was that festival they had up at Eden Park every summer now. They're doing the Ludlow Garage Return. They've done two in a row, and they play at that.
Well, the one guy's a big blues guy now. He goes around playing blues guitar all the time in places.
Hey, is it time for a commercial break?
Yeah, sure.
You want to get us into the... You know, getting into commercial breaks can be very challenging.
Yeah.
Can you get us into the commercial break?
We'll be back with Terry Burke, publisher of Screed, right after this on WAIF Cincinnati.
Cindy here for the Environmental Defense Fund at the supermarket with some smart shoppers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's for dinner?
Pudding!
Excellent.
What kind?
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
Lemon mousse.
Oh, how sophisticated.
Why, thank you.
Okay, shoppers, when shopping for pudding, what's the most important things to look for on the label?
100% pudding!
Besides that.
Package made from recycled material!
Bingo. All sorts of products and packaging are now being made from the paper, plastic, metal, and glass that you recycled. But to keep recycling working, you have to buy those products. So when you pick up a package, read the label.
Just make sure it's pudding.
It's for all kinds of products.
As long as they're pudding.
This is Cindy saying for a free brochure on buying recycled, call 1-800-CALL-EDF.
Or 1-800-PUDDING. Come on.
Oh, all right. 1-800-CALL-EDF.
This message from the Ad Council, the US EPA, and the Environmental Defense Fund.
Harold Bunny Levitt, only 5 feet 4 inches tall, sank 499 consecutive free throws. Artie Olsen used the same cloth shopping bag 524 consecutive times until a stampede for half-price papayas ended his streak. By not using paper bags, Mr. Olsen eliminated more than 100 pounds of garbage.
Oh, I'll be back.
Reuse stuff today. Reduce garbage tomorrow.
Presented by the National Audubon Society and the US EPA.
In the studio with us today are millions of Americans. Millions, welcome.
Our pleasure.
We're asking millions of Americans to get their children's eyes examined once a year. All in favor of annual eye exams for children 3 and up, say aye.
Aye.
Say, I care means you care.
I care means you care.
Now say, Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells.
Gotcha.
By the seashore.
A public service message of the American Optometric Association.
Kathy died real suddenly from a brain aneurysm. She was 29 years old. There was no warning.
The unexpected. The death of a spouse. It's not something you really think to talk about. And unfortunately for many, neither is organ and tissue donation.
Organ donation was a very painful decision to make on my own because I thought that we were young and that we had a lot of years ahead of us, and it was the kind of thing that we could talk about later.
If you've made the decision to become an organ and tissue donor, please share that decision with your family today.
I don't think it's weird that people talk about donation when they're healthy and well. Nobody says it has to be a dinner time conversation. Could just be one sentence conversation.
Organ and tissue donation. Share your life. Share your decision. Call 1-800-355-SHARE for a free brochure.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob
Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444. Say it again, Rob.
749-1444. Who we got? Minnie. What's up, Minnie?
Fellas, how's it going?
All right, man.
All right.
Where are you calling from tonight, Mitty?
From North College Hill.
Do they have any good local bands in North College Hill?
Not that I know of up here anymore.
Have you been stabbed lately?
Nah.
Well, good luck.
We got stabbings around here?
No.
Oh, that's good.
I don't want to start any ugly rumors.
Yeah, that could do it. I haven't called you guys in a while, though. How y'all
been? We've missed you. We've been fine. How have you been?
That's good. That's good. I'm doing well. What's the word screed? What's the origin of that?
We've been over this already, but just for you, Mitty, because we like you, we will repeat ourselves.
All right,
and here
I appreciate
it. Tonight in the studio, in case you just tuned in, we have Terry Burke, the publisher of Screed. You can pick up Screed in a great local record store near you or a bookstore around Clifton. You can get them in Lexington, Louisville, Dayton, and other fine locations.
But the dictionary will tell you that Screed is a long, monotonous harangue or a piece of writing, and I thought it was kind of a poke at word in that. It's really not that long, but we're going up to 24 pages in the next issue, so it'll be even longer.
Have you seen
the zine yet?
No.
Obviously,
no,
that's
I'm
right.
I'm looking forward to it. I noticed you mentioned local licks on 97X. They play a lot of Dayton. That counts as a local music scene?
They do. I was on there just the other night.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Might have something to do with the fact that the guy that runs it is from Dayton, but, I don't know.
That band out of there called Shrug, aren't they from Dayton?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I hear
Straight
that one
Straight to
song.
Beta is the name of their disc.
I haven't heard them, though.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah,
I got the disc.
Like
I didn't bring it down, though, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I like that tune that they play occasionally. They never did play it enough. How about the some of those high school battle rap bands at Bogart's? What's coming out of there that sounds good?
Soft Cactus is one that I've heard a lot of. In fact, we might have a bit in the next issue of Screed, a kind of introduction to Soft Cactus.
Yeah.
But none of the bands have been, let's say, wise enough to send me their material. I can only write about people who send me stuff. I can't go hunt them down. So if you're familiar or friends with any of these bands, tell them to get in touch with me.
Okay, I will. Have you heard of Fun Time Freddy?
Yeah,
he called me
the other day.
Yeah. Freddy called you?
Someone from the
band. Yeah, I saw Fun Time Freddy at Brandy's in Middletown.
And now I heard that they do kind of a wild show, and, you know, it's really, people get into it. Are they kind of like maybe Young Modulators or something?
They're very funky, and they yell the word funk in their songs about 98
That's
times each one.
Now, I know a lady whose son plays in a band that finished second to them. They're called In Black. I don't know if you know about them.
What's the name again?
In Black.
No, I haven't heard of
them. And I think they're all from like the East Side, Goshen, Milford area.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a tape that she brought me, and they just rocked. I mean, they were just really hard metal. It sounded good, though. And this guy's a guitarist, and he's only like 16 years old.
Yeah.
And he was something.
Hey, did you hear Stitch earlier?
No, I just started listening about 1 o'clock.
I see. Yeah. Well, we got more stuff coming up.
Let me ask you one more question. A guy at work mentioned this the other day, and I totally forgot about this band, a band called Buster Brown. Do you remember when they were just like one of the bigger bands on the local scene? Never on Sunday type
Buster
of...
Brown.
Yeah, you got me. I've only been here about 3 years.
When would that be about? Mid-80s, maybe?
Early 80s, I remember hearing commercials for Buster Brown on WEBN. I wasn't even old enough to get into the bars then, I didn't care.
I'm dating myself then, I guess.
Hey, how about those EBN
kinda,
album projects?
Wait, if this guy's dating himself, I mean, that's kind of queer. I mean, that's kind of a...
It's kind of lonely.
Five-knuckle shuffle.
Actually, you're never lonely.
That's
all I got.
All right, thanks a lot.
Appreciate the magazine.
The phone number here is 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What are we doing here? Playing a song or are you going to talk some more?
You want to play a song? Let's play a new Thornberry song.
But what are some of the other cool zines in town people should look for? Well, then you'll talk
about
them.
You got them all in front of you. I can't read
Okay, we got some new. Here are some other zines you might want to look for. One called Punctual. There's one called Dangerous Music.
That's kind of like goth experimental electronic.
Yeah. There's one that I cannot read. It's the 666 on the cover.
Showed is punk rock. They're a lot of fun. I saw Kathy the other day. She was hanging out where I work. And,
hey, the slobs rule.
Yeah.
We brought some slobs down.
I like this band.
Showed.
But they're not local. Scared of Chaka. Remember Chaka from Land of the Lost?
Yeah.
Isn't that a great name for a band? Scared of Chaka.
Who isn't scared of Chaka? And Corkill?
That's from up Dayton way.
This looks scary. There's also that record label has a zine. It's all like Be a Veggie, though. Mutant Renegade has a zine, and it's all like...
Yeah, that's his new one. Actually, I've been helping him distribute that. And each issue of Mutant Renegade is put out by Grog, who runs Mutant Renegade Records, and he's also the bass player for the band... Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
BC.
Not BC. Oxymorons.
Oxymorons. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, well, that's his zine, and each one has a different theme. So the next one, I think, is the sex issue or
something. The one I saw was the old veggie issue.
That's
the
one
that's
out right
now. After a few pages, like, come on. It was pretty long, though.
Yeah, it was, heck, like 40, 50 pages or so.
It was pretty hefty. We're going to take a call and listen to the new Thornberry.
Introduce the new Thornberry.
This is a new Thornberry. They don't have the artwork out yet. It's called Shout Out the Encores, or Call Out the Walk Out the Encores. It's on Alias Records. It's coming out on January 30th, and you can expect to have them in town playing around soon. They're going to do a tour with the Afghan Whigs over to Europe, and this is the song that I like off it. It's called Hooray for Everything.
Would it be a shock if the bottom just dropped right out? I'd say no. Would it be a shock if the bottom just dropped right out?
Yeah.
saying once again, I'm still Chris.
And I'm Rob.
That's better. And together we are...
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
In the studio with us tonight is Terry Burke, the publisher of Screed, the zine for all you local music people out there and people who just like local music and listening to it. You know, you don't have to be in a band to enjoy listening to a band. And we have on the phone line Marie. The phone number here is 749-1444 if you want to get in on it. Hello, Marie.
Hi.
How's it going tonight?
All right.
Where are you calling us from?
Anderson.
The home of the Anderson Posse.
Or the Anderson Band.
Yeah, or the Anderson Band. Are there any good local bands in Anderson?
The Diabolical Guppies are pretty good.
The who?
The Diabolical Guppies.
The who?
Diabolical Guppies.
Great name.
Who are the Diabolical Guppies?
They play at the Battle of the Bands a lot down at Bogart's. They're a high school band. They're really good. They're extremely good.
Do you know these guys?
The lead singer, Bob Otis. Dated one of my friends for a while.
He dated one of your friends for a while?
Yeah.
Is he a good guy? I mean, he didn't cheat on her or anything, did he?
Not that I know of.
I mean, if he's a big-time rock and roll star, I mean, he might have groupies or something like that.
He's very good-looking.
Is he?
Mm.
And what about your friend? I mean, is she a hot babe, too?
Oh, yeah.
So they make a good couple?
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to, like, you know, stay together forever and ever, or is the clock ticking on this one?
I don't know if they're still together or not, actually.
Well, has he written a song about her?
I don't think so.
What's her first name?
I'm sorry.
Beth.
Is her first name Beth?
No.
Good. Because we don't need any more ballads named Beth. So what'd you call in about tonight, Marie? You like local music?
Some of it.
Besides the Diabolical Guppies, what bands do you like?
Around here?
Yeah.
Well, In Black was pretty good.
Who?
In Black.
Do you know them, Terry?
No.
Who's
In
Black?
These are all these high school bands, it sounds like.
These must be part of the Anderson Posse.
Soft Cactus is good, too.
Okay, Soft Cactus. Now we heard a bit.
All right, there's one.
The band that normally wins at a lot of the Battle of the Band things is Trash Can Philosophers, and they suck. Because the lead singer thinks he's Eddie Vedder, and he's such a geek.
Her phone's breaking up a little.
Your phone's breaking up a little.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
And you know there's a band called the Trash Can Sinatras, and I hear the Trash Can Philosophers, and I get all confused.
Well, I hope the Trash Can Sinatras are a little bit better than the Trash Can Philosophers.
Well, tell the Philosophers to change their name to just the Philosophers.
All right. I had a question. Last week you played a band called Iodine?
Yeah, Iodine, yes.
What was the name of that CD that you played?
I don't know. They only have one out. It's on an itty-bitty record label, and I feel like a moron. I don't know. It's not called Iodine, but I think they only have one out. It's like a blue and red cover. And it rocks. I've been listening to it all week. I just haven't been looking at it, you know.
I really liked what you played.
They were really good. I saw them there at Top Cats with Kid Valance.
There you go.
In the
There's
Mongrel
a trooper.
Soup. And Monkey Biscuit, by the way. And Iodine was really good. So, if they come back around, go check them out. Or go buy the CD, even.
Marie, now I have a question for you.
Marina.
Marie, not Marina. Marie. That's your name, right?
Marie?
Marie, what's Marie short for?
It's just Marie.
Just for Marie? Okay, Marie. You sound like you're really into music. Probably rock and roll music. If you could be in any band of all time, what band would you like to be in?
That's a hard one.
I mean, would you like to be in Culture Club or Led Zeppelin? Or
the Raisins?
I wouldn't mind singing along with Janis Joplin. She was pretty cool.
You like Janis Joplin?
I love Janis Joplin.
So if you could be in any band of all time, you would be in Big Brother and the Holding Company?
That's a hard decision. There's a few bands. Maybe L7 might be fun.
They're all chicks and they're punk.
Hmm?
They're all chicks and they're punk grunge.
Oh, they're a good band.
They're a grungy babe band.
Hmm?
What about Joan Jett and the Blackhearts?
I never listened to them.
Oh!
Oh! Did you see that movie with her and Michael J. Fox?
That was great. Light of day.
Yeah.
She heisted
a diamond in the jukebox, baby.
She hikes at some dude's tool so the band could keep on rocking. All right, thanks a lot, Marie.
Oh, I have one more question.
What's that?
Are there any good chick bands locally?
What was your question?
The Merkins are broke up now. The Merkins were a chick band.
No, Melissa, who was in the Merkins and then in Big Green Carpet, has a new band out called Blue, and they are premiering at this Bob Dylan shebang that you should see Friday, Saturday night. Friday, they're playing all this stuff acoustic at Sitwell's on Ludlow, and then on Saturday night, they plug it in and turn up the volume at Top Cats. So check out Melissa's band. But in fact, this latest issue of Screed is called, has a feature called Rocket Girls, and it's all about women in local music. So this could turn you on to some of the women that are doing different
stuff. Terry, will you send her a complimentary copy of that magazine?
You know, we'll also stuff the envelope with a Wave bumper sticker. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
It's your lucky day, Marie.
Thank you.
When we hang up on you, I want you to go count your blessings and thank somebody and give the next person you see a great big hug.
I promise.
Thanks. Bye. It's going to be a lucky person, whoever that person is, that's going to receive that hug from Marie. Now, which one did you pick out of that stack?
Well, this, because of his Wave content, Speed Hickey's Rick Hickey is the host of Poodle Bites, who's part of the Hometime Hi-Fi tag team radio program. And then Cage, our real cool band out of Dayton.
We also got the Magnificent Propaganda.
That is
CD.
A brilliant CD.
You want to play the single or the CD?
The CD's easier.
We'll play Speed Hickey's in Cage.
So this is the Speed Hickey's with a song called Hollywood Squares Hotel. And in case you were wondering, the Speed Hickey's are broke up now. But this is them. This is WAII. from 1990. That's the Speed Hickeys with Hollywood Squares Hotel. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
Yeah. And the phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. Give us a jingle. Tonight we're giving away copies of Screed Magazine. We have Terry Burke, the publisher of Screed Magazine, in the studio with us. Say hello.
Say hello.
And on the phone we have...
Circe. How you doing, Circe?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Where are you calling from, Circe?
Lawrenceburg, Aurora area.
Wow, so our signal's beaming out to the Indiana crowd tonight.
Yeah, it is. I can't hear you.
Our crowd, our whatever.
Hand us the phone. So, are
there signal's beaming out to the Hoosier crowd, eh?
Yeah, and we're digging it.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Do you have any good local bands in the Aurora, Indiana vicinity?
Well, that's why I'm calling. I wanted to send our music to Terry Burke to get him to review it in his magazine.
Okay, well, here's the address.
Well, where is it?
You got a pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Okay. It's a long one.
All right.
Oh, well, let's put it music. Are you on the internet?
No.
Okay. No? Is that a no?
That's
it's Indiana, man. Come on.
Computer technology hasn't hit Indiana yet.
Because that's the fastest way. But you can contact Screed by sending your music material and 8-track tapes to Screed, 3100 Mark Bright, number 2, Cincinnati, 045209.
What?
Screed, care of myself, Terry, 3100 Mark Bright, MarkBright, number 2, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45209. But we'll be sending you a copy in the mail, and every way, both virtually and reality-wise, you can get a hold of us is in that. Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's good enough.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Circe.
No, wait.
What? I thought that's all she wanted.
No, that isn't it.
What do you want?
I want the name of the guide dog and Shag.
You want what?
The name of the guide dog and Shag. Is it Chris or Rob?
It's both. It's a team effort. Everything we do together.
Yeah, right.
And
we both
hate Shag.
No.
Shag suck.
Who is that?
Chris.
Is that right?
That's me. I'm Chris, and I think Shag
and I'm
suck.
Rob.
Well, we're opening for Shag this Thursday.
What's the name of your...
you're going to be better than them. Your guys are going to smoke them. You're going to rock.
What's the name of your band?
Indica Blue.
Where are you playing?
The stadium.
The stadium in Oxford?
Yeah, on Thursday. And we opened for...
You know, I heard like seven...
You guys opened for Sitch at Ripley's the other night.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I missed it. I'm sorry. I came right at the time you were like packing up your gear.
Oh,
how'd it go?
Yeah.
How did the big rock show go?
It was all right.
Nobody showed up, did they?
No.
Hey, you know, there's going to be like 800 people there to see Shag at the stadium. It holds like 175 people.
Yeah, we played
with them. But they'll be standing there in the street to see Shag.
Yeah, we played with them at the patio. They draw a big crowd.
That's strange. Don't you think a band that sucks that bad would have so many stupid people come and see them? Don't you think those people have good taste in music or know any better?
Why can't Chris see that people just want to enjoy the moment, whether it's Tower Power or Shag or whoever?
The moment is fine, but why don't they come up with a little more of an original moment than that? I got Parliament Records at home, too.
Chris hasn't been on a dance floor, though, since 10th grade.
I can tell. He's got some kind of something.
He's not into shaking the booty. He's into sitting in the back, smoking a clove cigarette, kind of nodding his head, tucking one thumb into the belt loop of his jeans, going, yeah, these guys are really funky.
Oh, man, I can tell by looking.
By looking?
By looking.
She's got all those Phil Heimlich security cameras in the studio.
We've been in there. We played live on Kindred Sanction before.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Nice ladies.
Okay, what's the name of the band?
Indica Blue.
Indica Blue, and where are you playing?
The stadium.
Thursday. All right.
Stadium in Oxford.
The stadium in Oxford.
That's affirmative,
right.
Sir.
Okay.
Thanks.
Right there across the street from the police station. They'll keep you in line.
Yeah.
Lighter.
Shag in line. Let's take another call. The phone number is 749-1444. There you go.
Yeah, that phone technology is... kind of above my head.
You know, I'd write about Indiana bands, excuse me, but not a lot of them are sending material in. So, you know, make this a cue, folks. Send your stuff in.
A cue?
A cue, yeah. Make it, you know, kind of get going there.
A cue is like a setup or like a ball you hit in a pool game.
Well, you know. Like,
hey, you know what? Talk radio tends to be very pro-big business and anti-worker. But that's about to change. Now there is a place where we can talk about our jobs, work issues, safety benefits, pensions, and pay scales. Some people think that just because they work in an office and don't work on a dock or something, they have nothing in common with the blue-collar guy. Those guys are idiots. Bowling Point has returned to the air, thank goodness. Labor Talk Radio is now on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 12 o'clock noon on Cincinnati's community radio station. Wow, ain't I funky FM 88.3. And you can call them at 749-1444. Talk to Bowling Point just like you can talk to us. Right now we're going to chat a little bit with Brian. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, pretty good.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, this is Brian from Oakley from Iowa.
Hi, Brian from Oakley from Iowa.
What's going on?
What does all that mean?
Hey, I called you guys last week. Told you a sweet played Willie.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that
right.
Little Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what else you got to report this week?
Well, since I'm new to the area, I thought I'd give a listen to this and see what new bands I should be listening for.
Well, have you gone out and seen any bands yet?
Not really. Well, I've only been here a few months, and obviously I've probably gone to the wrong places because my apparent impression of Cincinnati is that all the bands just play cover songs of live.
Oh, that's because you went to Animations in Oakley.
So far, all I've heard is cover bands that just play live and Pearl Jam songs.
Well, that's where the money is. So the bands who want to make money do that.
I guess.
The bands who don't care about making money hang out on Vine Street and play the stuff that they write.
Yeah, well, I guess I haven't gone to the right places.
Check out this Saturday night, Top Cats. There's going to, like, anybody who's anybody in the local scene is going to be doing covers of Bob Dylan.
You know, you sound like the guy that does the MTV News.
Oh, no. Kurt Loder?
No, is that, yeah, Kurt Loder.
I am really Kurt Loder.
Or is it Dave Kendall?
Stand by for more MTV after this.
Yeah.
That does sound like Kurt
Loder. Tabitha.
You know,
what do you want, Courtney? What are you doing down there, Courtney?
You know something?
What?
This is really funny. I just walked out of the room for a minute, but I still had my cans on, and I was listening to this caller say that Terry sounds like Kurt Loder.
Exactly.
He from the other room, when you don't see his face, he does sound like Kurt Loder.
He does.
Looks like him, too.
I was impressed that you had Kurt Loder.
Just a little better looking. Terry here probably does a little better with the babes.
Not quite as Weasley.
Than Kurt Loder.
Now, you're
married.
Are you familiar with any
like
Iowa band?
I love it.
We should do a show on marriage sometime.
How about married musicians?
Are you guys familiar with any Iowa band?
How long have you been married?
We'll be married 4 years in May.
Hold on, Brian.
Four? Doggone
it. 7.
Do you love her?
Of course.
Have you ever cheated on her?
Never.
Has she ever cheated on you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Would you ever consider it?
Never.
All right, Chris.
This sounds like a Jerry Springer show.
No. Go ahead, Brian. What was your question?
I was wondering if you guys had heard of House of Large Sizes from Iowa City.
Yes, I have heard of them.
They've been around about 10 years.
They're pretty popular.
But they're not a local band. Local bands you should check out. We got some Cage we're going to play pretty soon.
Tiger Lilies
is also on there. What kind of music are you into?
Well, I used to DJ at the University of Iowa station back in the middle 80s.
So you're into that punk rock thing?
Well, I used to... I don't know, stuff like the Young Fresh Fellows and the Minutemen and Mission of Burma and stuff.
Whoa,
like
Mission of Burma, now you're talking hometown stuff. I'm from Boston, you know.
Well, that's why when you said if any band you could ever be in, I thought a Mission of Burma would have been kind of fun, but I probably would have lost all my hearing.
If you're from Boston, do you know Jonathan Richman?
I don't know him personally.
I thought everybody from Boston knew Jonathan Richman and Carl Yastrzemski.
They live in New York now.
Who?
Jonathan Richman.
Jonathan Richman lives in Northern California now.
Oh, well, all right.
But he's from Boston. I thought everybody in Boston knew him.
No, but I can sing Roadrunner.
Sing it.
Roadrunner, Roadrunner.
That's not even close.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for your call, Brian.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right, 749-1444 is phone number here, Chris and Rob. It's the Tiger Lilies on Wait. these split 7-inch things are the really hot deal nowadays, and sometimes they suck. That one's one of the better ones. That Tiger Lily song, Baby Star, on one side, and then a great song by Cage, Refill, on the other. That's on the Simple Solutions, a 7-inch label out of the Gem City.
Well, they're doing
Dayton,
CDs
Ohio.
Now. They have full records out.
Yeah,
now.
When Trader Vic up there can scrape up the money, he'll put out a CD or a 12-inch or whatever he can do. We have a very special programming note concerning the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show right here on WAIF next week at the same time slot, Tuesday night, midnight, which is really Wednesday morning. Do you know who's going to be our guest?
Tony Orlando?
Nope. The greatest name in science next to Enrique Fermi.
Next to Julius Sunder Miller, physics is his business. This guy's like the 90s version of Julius Sunder Miller. This guy's like Dr. Julius Sunder Miller meets MTV, Kurt Loder.
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Exactly! Yeah! We got Bill Nye! Bill Nye the Science Guy is going to be on the phone with Chris and Rob in exactly 7 days.
You know, if him and Beekman got into a fight, who do you think would win?
Oh, Beekman's a pan. Beekman looks like Wahoo Serious. Bill Nye would kick Beekman's little hiney.
Beekman's got a cute sidekick.
Yeah, you got the rat, too.
Now you guys are just being sick. But Bill Nye, the Science Guy, the one and only Science Guy, will be hanging out with Chris and Rob next week. Sure to be fun, sure to be educational. Just like tonight, we're talking to Terry Burke, publisher, owner, main writer.
Only writer, too.
Editor.
And delivery boy.
Copy editor. Distribution manager of Screed Magazine, one of the fine Cincinnati music zines. Comes out every 3 months or so. Pick it up at record stores, bookstores, coffee houses, cafes, and nightclubs. What, you stick them on the cigarette machines?
Yeah, on top of there, near the door, near the restroom. So, you know, you always put something near a restroom because when you're in there, you know, resting, you need to read something.
Yeah, when you're in there resting. And we're talking about the local music scene, and we're also talking about zines. How do you go about starting a zine?
Well,
it seems like, how do you go about contacting someone who can publish a newspaper for you? That seems kind of rough.
You can actually do it yourself. Just head down to a copy shop, and if you have a typewriter, it helps. Computer's even handier. But there's actually some pretty popular zines, one being Comet Bus out of the Bay Area that's all handwritten. And this guy travels around the country, keeps a journal, and publishes it every 6 months. And it's
he's got to have some money. He can't just do that.
Well, he's supposedly this grungy punk rocker that doesn't have any money, but he's getting distributed by some pretty big distributors, so who knows,
So, just if you got a typewriter and access to a copy store, go for it. Start your own zine. Let's talk to Jay on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Morning, fellas. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Just fine.
What does Jay stand for?
Just Jay. That's it.
Does it stand for jumping?
Yeah, whatever.
Does it stand for Jesus Christ?
Jesus? I've been waiting online for a while. Don't talk to you guys.
So, what's up?
Anyway, I just want to say I enjoyed the magazine, man. I think it's really cool.
Oh, you picked it up?
Yeah.
Where did you find your copy?
What's that?
Where did you find it?
I got it somewhere in Clifton, I think. I think it's Sudsy's, maybe.
Wow, because it always scares me when I put a pile of these down that, like, someone who hates me or someone who's jealous or something just chucks them all. But you picked one up. That's good.
Yeah,
so you're one of the seven people.
I picked it up a couple weeks ago. I've been waiting, or about a month ago, actually. I was kind of waiting for the next one to come out.
The next one's out in March. This one came out December 18th. It would have been out a little sooner, but the printer kind of went to warp one backward. And the next one's coming out in March. We have interviews with Brainiac, with Stitch,
cool.
And we're working on this article about hearing loss of musicians.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Are you a musician?
No, I work in a studio, though, but I'm not a musician.
Do you have tinnitus, constant ringing in your ear?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, I do. No, you don't want it.
Not yet, I don't. I'm sure I will.
So what was your favorite part of the zine?
My favorite part?
Did you read that comic?
Yeah, that was all right. I kind of like the interview. The main article is pretty cool about the women in rock.
Women local music, yeah.
Plus, I do like all the reviews, too. I think that's very cool having you.
Well,
do
I'm glad.
Bands.
It's nice to hear about people, who appreciate stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. Because they used to read, because there's like Moo, I don't know if you're familiar with that, out of Columbus.
Yeah, I've seen Moo, but they write about all the college bands that are touring through there, and
yeah,
they only
exactly.
give a page
that's
to the local
why,
shit.
You guys are better because you guys are writing more about Cincinnati bands and what's going on in Cincinnati and stuff.
That's it.
Hey, you guys, can I interrupt and make a public service announcement?
Certainly.
If you are a small local record label, or any record label for that matter, and you make 45 RPM records, or let's just say, let's call them 7 inches, because 7 inches can be at 45 RPM, and sometimes they can be made and pressed to play at 33 and a third RPM. Here's the point.
Label them.
Please label your 45 as to whether it plays at 45 RPM or 33 RPM, because us DJs get confused.
You know, all these local bands think, well, I'm not going to have my art restricted by the conventions of the music biz. I'm not even going to label my songs. Well, you know what happens when you do that? You don't get played.
You sound like Jandek.
There are a few reasons why these music conventions have been around for so long, such as what RPM the record should be played at, which song is where on the record. If you want to be some kind of not going to be forebossed around by the man kind of artist who's not going to fall into those old traps and make out a record like Donny Osmond did, it's not going to get played. It's that simple.
I'm not playing.
So screw them. If you can't put 33 or 45 on there, you don't deserve to get played on the radio, and it's not going to happen. You with me on that, Jay?
I hear you. They should put how long the song lasts. That way you guys can
Yeah, that's right helpful too, but not necessary. There. But the speed is necessary.
What did we say we were going to play next?
We're going to play The Cage from their CD. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Yeah, sure, man.
Anything else?
No, that's cool.
Cool. Later. Cage has a full-length CD out on the Simple Solutions record label called Magnificent Propaganda Opportunity. We're going to listen to a song called All Light That Failed. If I could figure out how to work these newfangled CD things.
Press a button and mark play.
Smart aleck. Where's the one that says CD1 on it?
It's there.
Okay. I don't hear anything, though. Or maybe it's like one of those slow...
Why did you...
Your head blew off just like one of those.
Why would you have the headphones, Jack, turned down all the way?
Your head blew off just like one of those Mark Pauline machines. Some of the fragments straight through the door. Of the explosion must have been fueled by gasoline. It was too fast, we could barely hit the floor. There's still a palpable viscera trail. Your view of the world must have been too frail. A bold and brilliant experiment, a light that failed. Usually unfree and then senses like before, circling around to start all over again and again. When I look back, I see what lies in store. There's still a visible vapor trail behind your skull, gone off the rail. Perched on a remote control railroad car down in the ditch below the stars. A bold and brilliant experiment. Imagine yourself riding on the top of a freight car wearing a hang glider. Your hands are gripping a steel lashing ring that is welded onto the roof of the car, filled with excess baggage. The car is attached to a locomotive that is carrying it down the track at a blinding speed toward the edge of a cliff where it will surely plunge hundreds of meters onto the jagged rocks below. Your first thought is to fly the car and the locomotive across the chasm safely to the other side. But the inertial mass of the train is so great that if you hold on, you will explode on impact. Your second thought is that you are a shining star, and you can do anything if you try hard enough. You can cross the abyss, shining star that you are. You don't want to be the light that failed.
A light that failed, a light that failed.
But you are not invincible. There are some secrets of the universe that you are not allowed to know. One secret that ought to be obvious right about now, though, is this one. When you are not in charge of reality,
navigation is only possible if you let go. Your head blew off just like one of those Macaulay machines. Some of the fragments flew straight through the door. The force of the explosion must have been fueled by gasoline. It was too fast, we could barely hit the floor.
There's still a palpable mystery trail. Your view of the world must have been too frail. A bold and brilliant experiment.
A life to fail, a life to fail, a life to fail, a life to fail, a life to fail.
Ah! That's Cage for a magnificent propaganda opportunity. They're from Dayton. I remember a local newspaper. This is Chris from Rob Late Night Talk Show, by the way. I think it was Everybody's News. Did their year's best, you know, review of music and stuff. And they picked, they talked about Brainiac being one of the best bands. And this one kid from Cincinnati, Troy something or other. Do you remember this, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, Troy. I know, Hellride Troy wrote him a letter saying, oh, you shouldn't do that. They're from Dayton. And then
two of the guys live here in Cincinnati.
Then
though,
they all ragged on Troy. And then, you know, usually publications won't reply to letters because, it's, you know, they have their say. The letter writer has their say. But no, Everybody's broke policy just to rag on Troy. It was a heartbreaker. They made fun of poor Troy. Poor little helpless, defenseless Troy. We got a call? No, it's because we suck and people hate us. But we're talking to Terry Burke from Screed. And how much? What do you hope for Screed? Where do you want to be? You know, I'll ask you the job interview question.
John Lenner.
Where do you want to be? And where do you want to be in like 4 or 5 years?
Monthly and a harder 70-pound card cover, maybe color. You know, I'll take it as it goes. I was really surprised it went this far, and it's catching in with both the listeners and the readers and people out in the scene, which is good because it advertising's picked up as well, and because the advertisers are the ones to thank because they're the ones who pay the printing bill.
Are you breaking even on this bad boy yet?
Last one paid for its printing, yeah.
So you'll start making some cabbage.
Well, now we got to pay for postage.
Issue number 4. You'll start making some. So what do you tell advertisers the circulation rate is?
The circulation is 3,000. I mean, we actually have two whole subscribers now.
Well, the way you have to do it is you have to say 3,000, and then you figure plus, everybody who gets it
gives it to a friend.
Yeah. So, you know, 9. You can say 9. Yeah. Just like WAIF has a potential audience of like 1.2 million.
This is true.
Everybody now, you know. And you got to figure out that 1.2 million right now, probably only a third of them are listening.
And even then, no matter how many are awake.
We're going to take another call, then we'll play some more local music. We're going to talk to Doug. How you doing, Doug? You're on with Chris and Rob and Terry Burke of Screed Magazine.
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Great to talk to you.
I like your magazine.
You like
Screed?
Where'd you pick it up?
I think at Wizards.
All right.
It was an old. This was probably about 6 months ago.
Oh, you picked it probably.
It was the one with the green door.
Yeah, the green issue that was trying to be the green issue, but Big Green Carpet broke up on us.
That was the other green group you covered, didn't it?
Yeah, and actually, Green Room is the only one that's still active. Green Door, who I really, really like, they broke up, too.
Did you ever see that movie?
Behind the Green Door and Behind the Green Door, too.
You've seen them both?
I've only seen one.
Uh-huh.
I thought they just did a show recently.
Green Room has played out. You got to get these bands straight. Green Door broke up at the Screed party back in July. That was their last gig. So it's the curse of Screed.
Hey, it's just, you got Chris Lockhart taking photos. Is that the conductor of the orchestra?
No, that's Keith Lockhart, his older brother.
Is it
Chris
really?
Is actually an art damage guy here at WAIF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They do a lot of four-track stuff, don't they?
They did. It was a brilliant band, but Chris is working with Johnny Berger, who is this guy who's like in his 80s. He's on the cover of that issue, if you still have it.
Yeah.
And Chris feeds him these lyrics, and the guy is just like totally into it, and he sings these little songs. You can hear him on Art Damage or sometimes on my program here on WAIF.
The older guy?
Yeah, Johnny Berger. He wasn't part of Green Door. He's all by himself. He was like a Green Door fan. He had come into the rehearsal space and start singing along with them, and they recorded some of this stuff, and they did a whole tape of it. It's really good.
Oh, that's cool. Did they put anything out, or?
Not officially. If you send them tape and a couple of bucks, they'll dub you one. But Chris does these incredible color covers, so it's well worth getting in touch. His address to get them there is in that issue.
Okay.
So it's a good thing. So what local bands are you into?
Let's see. I like Radio Laurie, Hulk Scraper. They're really good. I like them.
Have you heard their new recording?
Hulk Scrapers?
Yeah.
No, it's, I don't think it's out yet.
Neither way.
Well, I mean, I've heard, like, stuff on the radio and that of them. Like, stuff that, like, people down at Wave have played. And hey, they sound really good.
Terry, I think I have a bone to pick with you about Scream Magazine.
Go ahead.
It's not a big thing. It's just a little bone to pick. It says here in Fact Sheet 5 that the price of Scream Magazine by mail order is $1, or a subscription is $5 for four copies,
uh-huh,
for four issues. Now, let me see if my math is right. Each issue is $1.
Right.
Or you can get four issues for $5.
Because you love it so much, you kick in that extra dollar, help support the magazine.
Okay. I just wanted to check that out.
Yeah, plus, you know, most of that buck goes to postage and then the envelope. The envelope's 17 cents, the postage is 55, you know, and then we got pennies left over to, uh-huh, you know, scrape together for printing.
But as a consumer, as a responsible consumer, I mean, I love you and all, don't get me wrong. We all love you, and we all love your magazine.
Don't go changing, babe.
Don't go changing, babe. But as a consumer, I think I would just buy each single issue at a buck each.
Or you can just go to a local store and pick it up for free.
I'm just talking about, like, if I was out of town or something. Okay, enough of that.
Wrap it up, play homeboy, say goodbye.
Okay.
All right, our guest has been Terry Burke. Thanks a lot for coming in, Terry.
You bet.
Magazine, the zine is Screed. You can pick it up almost anywhere in Cincinnati and Lexington and everywhere else. Next week on Chris and Rob, we'll have Bill Nye, the Science Guy. And
we got lots of science questions for him, too.
We're going to put the stump to him. We're going to leave with one of the best local bands in the area. That's redundant. Plow on, boys. This is Chris and Rob Leiter.